European shares have tumbled to close at their lowest levels in more than a fortnight. Germany's DAX had the sharpest fall, closing down more than 5%. France fell more than 4.5%, and London's FTSE closed almost 4% lower. Concerns about high Eurozone debt and the weakening US economy are being blamed for those tumbles. New South Wales is heading into the red. Treasurer Mike Baird hands down his first budget today, and the state will be in deficit by up to $1 billion. Mining royalties will be increased to offset the effects of the carbon tax. There's also predictions of big cuts to jobs and services. A senior Al-Qaeda leader linked to planning attacks in Australia has been arrested in Pakistan. Yunus Al-Mauritani was arrested by Pakistan's main intelligence services. Two other senior Al-Qaeda operatives are also in custody. Al-Mauritani had been ordered by Osama bin Laden to hit Australian, American and European economic interests. Scuffles have broken out as the trial of Egypt's former president Hosni Mubarak resumed in Cairo. Riot police tried to separate the pro and anti-Mubarak protesters, who threw stones and metal barricades at each other. Mubarak is accused of ordering the killing of protesters during the uprising early this year that ended his rule. The United Nations says Somalia's famine has spread to another part of the country. It says rates of acute malnutrition in the Bay region of southern Somalia have now reached famine levels. The UN says it's likely to worsen in the next 4 months, and up to three quarters of a million people could now die.